The four presidential aspirants were excluded from the recent IEA debate, had an opportunity last night to spell out their policies on the GBC debate platform. They answered questions bordering on the economy, social intervention, education and agriculture. On the economy, the independent candidate Joseph Oseyebua stated that his government will expand the rural economy to boost agricultural production. He also noted that his government will enforce laws that will prioritize local interests, especially in commerce, to provide leverage for Ghanaians. Mr. Yeboah stressed the need for visionary leadership, which he said will propel the development agenda of the country.
We have three sectors of economy in all Africa nations. We need to make sure that we expand the rural economy of those in the traditional sector. And I would want to come out with a practical way of going about that. Let's assume that we're talking about the farming community. What we need to do, and that is an advice that I gave to one MP, that you're coming from a farming area. What stops you to join forces with the chiefs so that you pick up the lands of the individual farm and use them as a share so that you can develop a business plan for a particular farm produce? Let's say maize, and then you can use the skills and the knowledge that you have to look for market for such a produce outside. Then what you can do is that you have to employ the same people within the community to work in the farm, and on monthly basis they can have ends meet. And then at the end of the day, looking at the profit, you can share the profit in the form of the dividends based on the sizes of the land that they contributed towards that farm. The ripple effect of that is that that rural economy is going to improve. People are going to have daily ends meet, and very soon you see people building up stores here and there, and day in and day out the rural community will enjoy and begin to enjoy life. We are in a nation whereby we have foreigners competing with our own local people. What we need to do is to make sure that the laws as enshrined in our constitution and our land are actually enforced to protect our own people. Ghana is a consuming economy. Though we are supposed to move into the area of producing, we've not done that because of abysmal leadership, because we've not been able to transform the natural resources that God has given us.
The UFP presidential candidate Kwesi Adeodike said his government will create a competitive private sector which will not countenance any foreign influence. More so, the country will add value to its products before they are exported. Mr. Adeodike also emphasized that he'd ensure that lending rates are lowered to boost entrepreneurship.
My focus areas to improve upon the economy is to enhancing the private sector to be competitive enough in the global market, as well as embarking on agrarian revolution to make sure we have modernized agriculture. I will also make sure we mobilize the natural resources in this country and develop it. I will make sure foreign direct investment in this country will be channeled into production sector so that Ghanaians will have the freedom to do their small-scale businesses without any interferences. I can say that government will not allow, tolerate or countenance this kind of nefarious investors who only come here to undermine our development agendas. I will make sure we utilize everything and add value to our mineral and natural resources, especially our farm produce. And when we are able to make sure that we process majority of our natural and mineral resources here for export and for local consumption, we are going to have food security and our people will be able to pay their taxes.
The PPP's Dr. Papa Kwesi Ndum stressed the need to create more jobs to enhance the well-being of Ghanaians. He also indicated that he'll spearhead a disciplined economy and also transform the country's raw materials before they're exported.
The economy under President Papa Kwesi Ndum will be operated with a single purpose vision to create jobs, jobs, jobs. We cannot put food on the table if we are going to continue to be exporters of raw materials. No economy has improved. No people have prospered when the economy is based on exporting raw materials. And therefore, we want to bring the economy back home by transforming the raw materials that we have, the gold that we have, the cocoa that we have, and others that exist. Transform them so that we can create jobs. And you also work with discipline. And an economy that does not have discipline cannot generate the resources that are needed internally. And therefore, through the national identification system and other means, we'll make sure we know who is here, who is working here, who needs to pay taxes, how we mobilize resources so that the economy can have the funds that's needed. The Progressive People's Party is interested in an economy that puts money in ordinary people's pockets. And you do that only by ensuring that we create jobs.
Dr. Henry Lati of the GCPP said his government will build on the current macroeconomic climate, which he described as enhanced. His government will also build the capacity of the nation's human resource, especially in the agricultural sector, to promote its domestication agenda. The GCPP will also pursue a solar energy agenda.
The economy has been brilliant. For the last 25 years, all successive governments have tried to do well. And the last 3 years, it's been fantastic. Macroeconomics has been kept at very, very good. Every government is judged by macroeconomics. Right now, they've laid the foundation. The infrastructure development that will come in will help. But it's important to help Ghanaians first. Ghana first. If we don't help our Ghanaians, how are we going to succeed? We need to be able to give Ghanaians the Ghana economic empowerment. Give them security to be able to have money to do business. I know most Ghanaians want to run a business. If you give them the money, they'll work. They'll make more money for Ghana than what we gave them. In the farming areas where we are talking about, we say, eat what you grow, grow what you eat. It doesn't mean just farming. It means everything that we produce in Ghana. And we are able to give Ghanaians the strength and the security that if they go into business, we'll help them. We have to make Ghana become an entrepreneurial country. Everybody can do business, but they have to be helped. They should be given capacity building and then the money to be able to lift Ghana up. Once Ghanaians are up and they have money in their pocket, you tell them that they can do. Tell me anyone in Ghana who doesn't want to buy his own house or buy a car or own properties. They all want to do it, but they haven't got the means to do it. We in government will give that money. If you go to America and other places, they're giving stimulus to companies, billions of dollars. Why can't we do the same for Ghanaians? Give the Ghanaians the money, and I'm sure they'll make Ghana proud.
That was GCPP's presidential candidate, Dr. Henry Lati.